Good evening, everyone. This is Throwaway Lust, and tonight, I guess I'm just going to go and talk about my birthday. I'm currently setting up PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, which is sort of like a birthday gift to me by a really good friend of mine. My birthday was last week, and I guess it's been quite a birthday for me. Mostly, like, 2 to 3 days before my birthday, I go into this thing where I start thinking about how old I am. how old I am and how much has changed. And I think this is one of those birthdays where there's, like, this huge dramatic change between me at this age versus me last year. And most of that comes from the fact that I joined GWA, and it's been really different. People say I have changed a lot, but it was like a gradual change. Slowly I've turned from this really reserved person to someone who's more open and more into trying different things. And speaking of trying different things, this is probably one of the first birthdays in a long time that I celebrated with a bunch of friends. Usually when I celebrate my birthday, it's just really like me and two other friends and my boyfriend or, family and all that. And it's never been like a huge group. And so this is the first time that I celebrated with a huge group, and the celebration went on for like 3 days. So the first day we watched Annabelle, which is Annabelle the Creation, which is the prequel to Annabelle. To be honest, I have no idea. Like, I don't know about the series. Apparently Annabelle is tied to The Conjuring 1 and 2. The Conjuring 1 and 2 I've watched. And, The Conjuring I've watched prior to Annabelle the Creation. The Conjuring actually didn't spook me out that much because it involves exorcism, and I'm kind of used to the theme of exorcism. I know what's going to happen. It's a thing that I am well aware of, being Catholic and, knowing these things. But this one, for Annabelle, we watched the last full showing, which was around 11 p.m. Yeah, it was around 11 p.m. And, it finished 11 p.m., there we go. So I think it was like 9:30, yeah, 9:30 p.m., and it finished at 11 p.m., and we watched it at a 4D cinema. And initially, we weren't gonna watch it in 4D, but I decided, you know what, I haven't watched a horror film for a long time, and if we're going all out, then we have to go all out. So I said, let's pick the cinema with the fucking seats that shook every time there's a jump scare, and would spray wind in your face and in your back, just so you can actually feel the chills. So it was a fun night, albeit I was quite spooked by the film itself. And I have two modes. I'm either not spooked at all, in fact I would poke fun of the movie itself, or I am super spooked. And so when I say I'm spooked, I was super spooked. It's been a while since I freaked out, and I'm not gonna spoil. Oops, I dropped my mic. But I think it's mostly because it was very different. It's not something I'm used to seeing. Once the horrors turned full blast, it was just relentless. And I was so exhausted after that film. And the horror started way early for me. We're used to the film, like, you know, there's like a slow build of, you know, creepy things, then it escalates, and then it climaxes And then, you know, it could either be a good ending or a bad ending. It all depends. But for this one, it started way early for me. And the build-up was really fast. And then it was just kept going and going and going. And I just wanted it to end. Because they say, like, this is apparently happenings in this film is fictional. So they just made it so that they would have, like, a prequel or, like, a backstory to Annabelle. And so that was it. That was, like, the beginning of everything. And, yeah, I was definitely spooked. I slept with the lights on, which is rare. I will shamelessly admit that. That's the first time in a long time. Like, I think it was, like, 20 years ago. Jesus. Yeah, you know what? Probably, yeah. Around 20 years ago. Jesus, no, that's an exaggeration. 10 years ago. Since I got spooked like that. That was creepy. Also, I love how I said 20 years ago. I'm literally in my 20s. So to say that I'm like 20 years ago, the last time I got spooked was like 3 years old or 2 years old. Jesus Christ. Yeah. So it was fun, but because I was pissed off at myself for getting freaked out about, you know, a movie about demons, which is weird because I like Devil May Cry. I don't know, just weird. I got pissed off at the fact that I was freaked out, so I said, okay guys, drinks on me. We are going to watch Conjuring 1 and Conjuring 2 at the office the next day. And so we did that. I bought the entire office bottles of beer. And for myself, I bought a bottle of mojito because I love mojitos. And we all sat around at the town hall area and grabbed our bean bags. Just some sat on the floor, others grabbed their office chairs, and we watched Conjuring 1 and 2. And a lot of people got freaked out by Conjuring 1. They kind of left early so they wouldn't have to watch Conjuring 2. And I love how my friends were just saying, like, I mean, you know what, if Annabelle got to you, Conjuring 2 will be way worse. And I was like, okay, I'm ready. You know what, if I can handle Conjuring 2, I can probably handle Annabelle again. I watched Conjuring 2, guys, and it was not that spooky at all. I guess the effects were the reason why I was like, you know what, no. Just no. And the fact that I have no ties to most of the characters involved there, it was eh. Made the film a little lackluster. So, you know, I was kind of disappointed, but it's okay. It's actually okay because that means, you know, I've redeemed myself. Yeah. I'm a lot of fun to be with when it comes to horror movies when I'm with a huge group and it's not in a cinema setting, I guess. Like, if we're just watching it at home, I'm good. Because I will poke fun at you, or I will, point out every single thing that the movie, does that is ridiculous. Like, the couple for Conjuring 1 and 2, it's just so ridiculous that they can think of romance while they're under a haunted house's roof. Like, are you for real? Does this thing turn you on? Because, what? So it's like, the moment I ranted about that, like, people were laughing. Because I just couldn't take it. I just don't understand. I don't understand how, you know, the two heroes of the movies just, you know, cannot keep their hands out of away from each other when they're, you know, doing their thing and ghost busting or something. So yeah, and then on the third day, you know, I just this one was more of an intimate thing. This was just me and my guy just chilling, playing PUBG, and talking about stuff, and I think of all the birthdays I've had, this has been the most bizarre for me. My birthdays are usually, like, kind of a big deal for everyone involved, you know, from my significant other, to my parents, to my family, but this one, you know, I just asked everyone to chill and, you know, while I tried to socialize and, you know, just do my thing and just let everything run its course, and it's been crazy. Yeah, it's been a very crazy year for me. And yeah, it was just mostly because I joined GWA. Like, 21-year-old me would look at this and be like, "What the fuck? Are you for real? You actually joined this shit? Are you okay?" 15-year-old me would probably call me a slut and slut shame me. But I guess I'm slowly coming. I'm slowly making peace with myself that this is a thing that I am doing, and in the future, this would be a thing that I did, and whoever I am in the future, you know, she'd probably be like, "You know what? It's a thing you did. It's a thing you did that helped you in the long run, and you should be proud of yourself." And that's the thing I'm hoping after all this, after I, you know, graduate from GWA, like, I would like to look at this, whatever this is that I'm doing, and be all, "You know what? You did it for you, and you did it because you wanted it, and look at things that you've learned and where that's gotten you." I don't want it to be like, "This thing has ruined your life. It has, you know, this was the worst choice that you've ever made." I don't want it to be like that, so I'm just trying my best to make the most out of it. And I really thank you guys that you guys are listening and that you guys are interested in whatever the hell I'm saying. I mean, you guys ask for rambles, and this is what you get. And I'm so glad that some of you... Actually, I made, like, a monologue, and I haven't listened to it again, but I'm sure I said some ridiculous things. But I'm really glad that some of you actually wrote me stuff, private messages, comments, sent me words of encouragement, and, you know, just to let me know that I'm not alone in this. So, let me just wait for this plane to go away so I can, yeah, keep going. So, yeah, I mean, most of you guys, I think, has a point. I mean, I guess it's because I was in a different kind of mood. I was in more of a introspective mood that, you know, really made me question some of the things that I've been doing here. But you know what? You guys have been really nice, really encouraging, and some of you were very insightful, actually, and it helped me come to terms with the fact that I'm doing this. And I'm enjoying this, and I'm okay with this, and whatever happens, happens, you know? So yeah, I guess that's it for my ramble of the week. Thank you very much for making it this far. I have a couple of audios coming up really soon. Actually, I'm just writing them down. For those who are unaware, there's a summer swap happening at Conwild Audible. I'm working on my script right now for that, for my match. I hope he likes it. I'm quite nervous. He's commented on my audios once, and that should help me come up with something that hopefully he'll like. But yeah, also I am working on a possible gaming audio again, but I don't know when it's gonna finish. I have the lines in my mind now. I did a bit of an improv thing, and I've got a couple of good lines from it that I'll be writing down for an actual full script to guide me. And so the summer swap audio, gaming audio, and before I forget, a 200 subscriber special audio. And this one, I've been really wanting to do something like this for a really long time, but I just cannot find the time to complete it or to, you know, like, to fully finish the idea, so that, you know, when I hit record, it just goes and goes and goes. I don't know how it's gonna work out. I hope I get to finish it within the week, so that, you know, the new subscribers and you guys will have something to listen to. I'm not sure if it'll be exclusive, because if it's like something way beyond, you know, I don't know, it's just, I'll see if it'll be exclusive or not, but definitely I am making a 200 subscriber special. Just give me some time to figure it out. It'll be there. Okay? Right. That's about it. I promise this is the last bit. Thank you again for listening, and I'm quite sure I'm blowing wind into the microphone. This is a new headset, and I don't know if it sucks or it's good. Yeah. Thank you very much for listening. I will talk to you guys later. Yeah. Much love. Blessed.